From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey, and I want to begin today's program by welcoming a new group of listeners on NPR member station WVIK in the Quad Cities. The 21st is a show of, by, and for the people of Illinois. In fact, that's where our name comes from. Illinois was the 21st state. And conversation is what we're about, so you will frequently hear me inviting you to join us on air at 800-222-9455, as well as on social media, in our texting group, and other ways. We're glad to have you with us and hope you enjoy the show. Later in this hour, we'll hear how the pandemic, masking in particular, has presented challenges for Illinoisans who are deaf or have hearing loss in terms of communication, and we'll talk about how we can use technology to make life more accessible. But first, much of Illinois saw a dangerous cold spell this weekend, and temperatures in many places are still in single digits this morning. For people experiencing homelessness, this type of weather can be life-threatening. Over the weekend, volunteers and shelters around Illinois were working to get people housed or provide warm clothing, but there are simply not enough places for people to go, and that has been compounded by the COVID-19 pandemic, limiting capacity and closing many warming centers that would otherwise have been open. This morning, we're checking in with groups in different parts of Illinois doing this work to talk about how things are going and some ways we can help. Kay Lyric is executive director of Carpenter's Place, which provides case management and housing to homeless adults. Kay, welcome back to the 21st.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for the invitation to be with you.
We're also joined by Matt Burgess, chief operating officer with Home Sweet Home Ministries in Bloomington, which provides shelter and hot food to individuals and families. Matt, welcome back to you as well.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Listeners, we want to invite you to join our conversation at 800-222-9455, especially those of you in the Quad Cities. If you have a question for our guests, or you've been helping people experiencing homelessness, or maybe you wanted to help but didn't know the best way to do so, you can join our conversation by giving us a call at 800-222-9455. Once again, the number is 800-222-9455, or you can tweet us at 21st Show. So, Kay, I want to begin with you. Homelessness is obviously, it's an issue year round, but in weather like this, it's particularly dangerous. What are some of your biggest concerns with this cold weather?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you're right. I mean, it really becomes life threatening when it is at the temperatures that have dipped. And so I think obviously, our greatest concern is that those who need shelter will find shelter, and that sometimes people with mental health challenges who are homeless, even when a shelter is available, some of them, because their challenges are with being, you know, feeling claustrophobic, not wanting to be around a lot of people, they don't want to take advantage of the shelters that are available. So those are always the people that are, you know, top of my concern list in saying, you know, how do we get them to be able to be inside and not literally freeze in the cold?
Yeah. Matt, I want to ask you, I mean, how can you talk about the ways the pandemic has affected? I mean, obviously, there's a lot of different ways. Let's start with the number of people or families that you're able to house.
Yeah, the pandemic, unfortunately, we're not alone in having to make adjustments in our shelter. We have had to ensure that we're able to provide adequate spacing between the bunks in our dorm spaces. And so we have fewer beds available just as a result of the pandemic. And there are a number of other restrictions that we've had to put in place. We've shut down our dining room to non-shelter guests so that we can ensure the safety of those who are our responsibility to provide shelter for, first and foremost.
And Kay, is that the case in Rockford as well? Have you had to adjust the way that you provide services there?
We do. Now, Carpenter's Place is a daytime shelter. Hmm. We have a wonderful overnight shelter in Rockford. It's the Rockford Rescue Mission. And I believe, just as Matt said, they've also made very similar adjustments. For our daytime shelter, we've had to make the same thing, you know, the social distancing. We have, in our daytime shelter, it's set up in a way kind of like you think of as a a big Starbucks, you know, I mean, there's small tables that are usually able to handle four people at each table. With social distancing, now we only have one person at each table. So the capacity that used to be 100 is now 35. We've opened into one other area even to make it be able to be 35. And we've had to also make adjustments regarding how we serve food. We provide breakfast and lunch. You know, everything is disposable now. They can't use any of the same items such as a salt and pepper shaker or any of the condiments. So all that has to be the individual packets of everything, which is funny. That's really added a big expense because those are much more costly than the regular bottle. I would never have thought of that previously before COVID.
Interesting.
And we have it that everybody who comes in has to have on a mask, and those that don't have one, we provide. The community has just been amazing. We've received over 4,000 masks. So if a person comes in, we ask them if they'd like to take theirs off so it can be washed and give them a new one. We also have the disposable kind of mask. So we provide that, lots of sanitation stations for them to be able to put sanitizer on their hands. We provide showers. And we have found our guests since COVID, you can see that they are too more conscientious about, you know, cleanliness. And so we've had an increase in the use of those. And then in Rockford, we're really blessed. Second First Church last year, well, actually the two prior years and now this year, they've opened up just on a limited basis, you know, just for these really cold months, what they call an overnight cafe. And so that's a place really for people if there's too many for Rockford Rescue Mission, or if it's somebody, like I indicated before, some people just don't want to be in a space where there's a lot of people. Second First Church has a huge gymnasium where they have this cafe, and people are able to be a little bit more spread out, and that allows, you know, that comfort that those need that don't want people real close to them.
Let me
do that from 7 at night till 7 in the morning.
Okay. Yeah, let me reintroduce my guests. If you're just tuning in, this is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're checking in with groups in different parts of Illinois who are working to provide shelter to people experiencing homelessness, especially during these really cold temperatures we had this past weekend and are going to continue having for at least the next week, as I've seen the forecast. We're speaking with Kay Larrick, who's the director of Carpenter's Place in Rockford. We're also speaking with Matt Burgess, Chief Operating Officer with Home Sweet Home Ministries in Bloomington. And joining us now from Chicago is Robert Henderson. He's a grassroots leader with the Chicago Coalition for the Homeless. That's a group that organizes and advocates to end homelessness. Robert, thank you so much for joining us as well.
Thank you.
I want to ask you, in Chicago, there are a handful of community warming centers, but it seems like really there were not a lot of places for people to go, especially during the pandemic. Is that right?
That's very, very true. The city used to provide, I guess because of the funding, you know, right now, provide buses, you know, for people to you know, to stay warm. The CHA used to provide, they had a warming center in the TV area because of the pandemic. You know, they all those rooms, the TV room, the pool room and stuff like that is closed down because I'm living in a CHA building, you know, right now. And all those departments is closed down, but you can go to, 10 South Kids is a warming center. So they do have some warming centers throughout Chicago, Illinois. When I was homeless at that particular time, I used to go to restaurants, laundry mats, and stuff like that. You know, to stay warm, or even hospitals waiting area.
Yeah, and obviously a lot of those places are now restricting a lot more who can come in. Right.
Very much so. You know, so I mean, I guess because of, you know, the crisis that we have in throughout Chicago, you know, and seem like the Really, the help that people just getting out on the streets, when I was out on the streets, it's volunteers, you know what I mean? You got a lot of compassionate people, you know, provide, you know, blankets, hot meal, necessaries, you know, to be able to take care of yourself.
Yeah. Robert, I want to thank you. Thank you so much for sharing about your own personal experience. And do you mind if I ask you, did you ever experience a winter like this when you were experiencing homelessness?
Yes. Yes, I did. I experienced it for several years. And this is the worst time. This is the worst time of the year that a homeless individual, you know, experience, you know, because I was living up on the Viaduct. You know, I was there for about 7 or 8 years. You know, that was my place of that's where I lived. And I had 5 or 6 quilts. I had long johns. I slept in all my clothes and coats and stuff like that. You know, and it was still I could barely make it. You know, so yes, I did. I experienced it, and through the grace of God, you know, I was able to make it, you know. And then sometimes we had garbage barrels, you know, we had garbage barrels with holes in it, and people used to buy lumber, you know, firewood to bring us, and so we can you know, stay warm, you know, like that as well.
So let me once again invite our listeners. If you are just tuning in, this is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. If you have a question for one of our guests, or if you maybe have a question about what you can do to help someone experiencing homelessness, but you don't know what the best way to do that is, give us a call at 800-222-9455. Once again, the number is 800-222-9455. Matt, I want to ask you, when we think about the homeless, right? And I say that in quotes. We tend to think about, as we just heard Robert describing, right? People maybe living who have to live under a viaduct or something like that. But I mean, there's a lot of different experiences of homelessness out there. Matt, can you talk about maybe some of the misconceptions around who is affected by homelessness and what form that takes?
Yeah, the first thing, Brian, that I'd like to say is I appreciate the way you've been talking about this, is it's people experiencing homelessness. That's an important thing that we always need to remember when we're talking about somebody's situation, that we don't let the situation define who they are as a person. And so the people who experience homelessness oftentimes look and have the same types of backgrounds as you and I do. They've just been dealt difficult sets of circumstances or had a traumatic experience that has contributed to their struggles with housing. Of course, the people that immediately come to our minds when we think of people who are homeless are those who are unsheltered. And certainly that is a problem, especially an increasing problem during this pandemic time. We've seen that be the case. But there are many people who experience homelessness in different ways. They either will sleep in their cars. They will be doubled up, or what we call couch surfing, with other families or acquaintances, or even people who stay in dangerous, unsafe situations because they have no other options. We think of people who are experiencing domestic violence that would otherwise be homeless if they left their abuser. We see them sometimes choose to stay just for that very reason. So homelessness is a very complicated situation that many, many different types of people experience. It's not just what we think of or what we picture in our stereotypical first impressions when we hear the term homeless.
Yeah, and Matt, just we need to take a break in about a minute or so here. But before we do, I mean, given this variety of experience of homelessness out there, and it may not be obvious, you know, somebody may be sharing a motel room with their family of 5 and still goes to school, goes to work. People on the outside may not understand their situation. How do we support those people in our lives? How can we maybe provide a safe space for them to share this with us?
I briefly will say we have to start from the belief that there's a story here that we don't understand yet when we first meet someone. Sadly, all too often, trauma is part and parcel with the experience of homelessness. And so people have had a series of events or a devastating event that has contributed to their experiencing homelessness. And we need to start with a compassionate ear, trying to understand what this person has survived that has gotten them to this point, so that then we can start to respond sensitively with compassion and with support that they need just as they get back on their feet.
Okay, we need to take a break. If you're just tuning in, this is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're speaking with Matt Burgess of Home Sweet Home Ministries in Bloomington, Robert Henderson, who's a grassroots leader with the Chicago Coalition for the Homeless, and Kay Lyric, who's the director of Carpenter's Place in Rockford. When we come back, we're going to have some sort of practical tips of things that if you want to help someone who's experiencing homelessness, things you can do, especially at this time of pandemic and extreme cold weather. If you want to join our conversation, the number is 800-222-9455. We're going to continue after a short break. You're listening to The 21st. Stay with us. This is The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We are talking for the first part of this hour. We're checking in with different groups in different parts of Illinois who are working to provide shelter and assistance for people experiencing homelessness. We're talking about how things are going and some of the ways that we might be able to help. Kay Lyric is executive director of Carpenter's Place in Rockford. We're also joined by Matt Burgess of Home Sweet Home Ministries in Bloomington and Robert Henderson with the Chicago Coalition for the Homeless. Kay, I want to ask you what are some of the biggest needs for families in Rockford right now if people want to help out?
For the families, these Carpenter's Place, our focus for the first 18 years of service that we had were specifically for homeless adults who didn't have attended children.
Okay, sure.
And we were kind of filling a gap. And just in the last 2 years, we've now been working with homeless, well, with families in crisis. It could be different types of crisis. So what we have found in that amount of time in working with them was actually the number one need comes up to be housing. You know, affordable housing is difficult to find, particularly when there is a large family, being able to find enough adequate space for them to have, you know.
Yeah, and I guess I meant more in sort of an acute, I guess, in an acute sense right now. And maybe I shouldn't have said families, but just people in general.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've just never claimed.
No, that's fine. No, I mean, obviously housing would be the number one thing, I'm sure, for this entire conversation. But
And these are even families, I mean, like I say, you wouldn't usually consider them quote unquote the homeless families, but families in crisis. I mean, like some of the situations that Matt was explaining, a lot of times the crisis does involve either domestic violence or the fact that they're being evicted. And a lot of times it's not for their own fault. You know, it's maybe something's wrong with the building and so people can't live in it any longer. So anyway, so I'm sorry if I answered that incorrectly.
No, that's fine. Robert, let me ask you, you mentioned some things a little while ago, like firewood, things like that. I mean, what, you know, many people listening to this will be maybe driving around, getting to the grocery store, maybe they're driving to work, and they see somebody standing on the side of the road with a sign asking for money. What sort of things can people do to help out, like in that one-on-one moment when you encounter someone?
Some people be skeptical about handling a homeless person, you know, money. You know, my suggestion is if a person going to do that, whatever you decide to give that person at that particular time, have that already pulled out instead of exposing your whole wallet, because every homeless person is not honest. You know, you will have some type of encounter, you know, with a person trying to be kind and helpful to help a homeless person out. I have seen that. But volunteers used to, when I used to hold my sign, you know, and usually a homeless person is at a certain location, and they consider that they place of to pedal, you know. And
right.
After time, you know, days, weeks, and months, you have an experience with people, you know, get to know you, you know, so they feel more compassionate to be able to help you and try to do a little bit more, you know, for you at that particular time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Matt, just briefly, and we do need to wrap this segment in about 30 seconds here. I mean, I wonder if you have an answer to that question. I mean, you know, if you have food from your lunch or something like that, I mean, is this a point where you're just trying to offer someone whatever help you have or no?
I think it's always good to be kind and to be compassionate. One of the things I always recommend is try and find out who the organizations are that are working with the people that they might be seeing and try and get involved with them or in helping through a partnership with those organizations. Oftentimes we're better positioned to know just what's going on and what the needs are than somebody who's just driving by on the street.
Okay. We'll have to leave it there. I want to thank my guests. They have been Matt Burgess, who's the Chief Operating Officer with Home Sweet Home Ministries in Bloomington. Robert Henderson is a leader with Chicago Coalition for the Homeless. And Kay Lyric is the Executive Director of Carpenter's Place in Rockford. Thank you all so much for being with me today on the 21st and for doing the work you're doing.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thanks for bringing attention to the topic.